Snack break!
Okay.
Another week begins, Tate.
Would you like to know the logical fallacy that I read today?
And that means another week of snack break. Don't derail my intro. I always do this.
It's logical fallacy of the day, apparently.
It's the Anchor podcast that's recorded in my car.
It's called the Masked Man fallacy.
Somewhere in the parking lots of corporate America. What's up, everybody? Oh, man, I almost went full YouTube there. I don't know what I'm doing today.
Hey, guys!
What's up, guys? This is Dan and Tate. Welcome to another episode of Snack Break. Let's get right into it.
Would you like to know what the Masked Man fallacy is?
Sure.
Okay. It's where, let's say there's a guy in a mask over there, and somebody asks,
what kind of man? Is he a large man?
Burly. A burly man.
Can we tell his ethnicity?
No. Anyway, so he's masked. And they're like, who is that guy? And someone's like, I think that's Bill. And you would go, that's not Bill. I know Bill. That's not him.
Okay.
It's a fallacy of saying, like, because I know Bill, and Bill would never
do that,
be that guy. Therefore, he's not that guy. People make that fallacy all the time when it comes to, like, somebody doing something bad or somebody doing something good. And you're like, I know this person. They would never act that bad. Or they would never act that good. Or
it's almost like you're trying to protect your own ego.
Exactly.
Because you don't want to admit that you were wrong about your perception of that person. So you're like clinging on to a version of that person that's not true.
It's not always about a person, but
right. No, I see what you're saying.
That's where the Masked Man reference comes from. It's like Lois Lane knows that Clark Kent, or knows that Superman flies, but Clark Kent, she also knows him, and Clark Kent cannot fly. Therefore, Clark Kent is not Superman. You're like, oh.
Ooh, but he is. What?
But he is.
I know Clark. And he cannot fly.
And he wears that mask of thick-rimmed glasses. Which completely,
that's so funny, dude.
Completely hides his...
Absolutely the most suspension of disbelief ever needed in any form of entertainment is believing that, like, she did not know that Clark Kent was Superman. It's the dumbest, like... I just, like, when they were writing that comic, I wish I could have been in the room. Like, was there one guy who was like,
let's put
Real quick, I'm not trying to derail the conversation. I think this is great. The kryptonite, the whole thing, he's flying, he's doing the Man of Steel. It's great. I think we got something going here. Can we talk about his disguise, though? So he just, like, he does his hair up a little different, and he's wearing some glasses? And they're like, yeah. And he's like, nobody else sees a problem with that. And they're like, listen, Gary, we're not paying... Why don't you go get coffee? We're not paying you to sit here and write the comic, okay? You're the intern.
Get us more coffee.
Coffee's for closers. Because Glenn Ross was hot back then.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Batman has a way better disguise.
It's pretty bad, too, but it's better.
Well, the voice thing
but you could
really
probably,
hides it.
You could probably... If you knew somebody well enough, you could be like... Look at their mouth.
Your jaw looks awfully like Christian Bale.
Is that you?
You're not Christian Bale.
Like, how is that a thing? Honestly, though, like, why do so many superheroes have just piss poor excuses for disguises?
If I was a superhero and needed a new alias, I would definitely, like, have some fake braces on my teeth. So they'd be like, Tate doesn't have braces. That's definitely not him.
Best disguise ever, Ghost Rider, because his head frickin' explodes and it sets on fire and he's a skull.
That's true.
You would not be able to recognize me if I were a flaming skull right now.
Just don't have an alias.
Well, you can't be a flaming skull skeleton all the time.
Okay, in his case, okay, great. But, like, everybody else. Like, just let everybody know that you're Clark Kent or... Christian Bale.
I just had a really funny like idea in my head that somebody made a meme about our show, and it would be like what Dan and Tate think they're doing, and it's like a clip from like Jordan Peterson and Russell Brand having like this really high like super intellectual discussion, and then it's like what they're actually doing, and it's that clip just now about Ghost Rider. And it's like, yeah, that's pretty much this show. Speaking of Jordan Peterson, though, I did watch that. If you haven't ever seen the Jordan Peterson and Russell Brand
Oh, that's great.
That one's fantastic.
I had so much more respect for Russell Brand after I watched
Absolutely.
That. I was like, this dude is thinking deeply about some things.
My only weird thing about Russell Brand is that in that interview, and maybe he does this in all of his interviews, he really tried hard to use giant words.
Yeah, he did. He does. He tries to puff it up a bit, but he used some self-effacing humor within that, like calling himself out that he was doing it.
Yeah.
So it's like he's aware of it, which is nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's definitely doing that. And then also I felt like he was trying to derail good lines of reasoning sometimes. When he would start to get uncomfortable, he would make a joke.
Oh.
But the joke would whiff hard.
Uh-huh.
But like, I get that. That's me. I'm the guy who like goes to a funeral and makes a bad joke and everybody's like, You're awful. Why would you say that? And I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm coping. I don't know. This is what I do. I don't know.
Was the video
I'm uncomfortable right now. I'm making a joke about your dead grandfather. I'm an asshole.
Oh,
I'm gonna leave now. Like, that's me. So I get it, but, like, at the same time, it's kind of distracting.
Was the video titled in that same, like, slam? Like, I think there was one that
I watched.
Red Pill. Jordan Peterson, Red Pills. whatever his name is.
Russell Brand.
Russell Brand.
The one I watched did not. It had a very normal title.
Okay.
But there were some other sub-clips where it was, like, most intense confrontation during the Russell Brand, Jordan Peterson interview, and it was not intense.
Okay, so...
And then there was one that said... Jordan Peterson schools Russell Brand on the Bible. That was the other one I liked. Schools Russell Brand on the Bible. And it's like them talking about Job and they both have it wrong.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Wait, what? Daniel Coward, Red Pills, both Russell Brand and Jordan Peterson in one podcast.
Get wrecked, JP!
I found some really crappy stuff.
I would love to see a Jordan Peterson actually talking to like a really good theologian, though. I couldn't seem to find that.
Nah.
I did surf around for a bit. I couldn't find him speaking to somebody who I actually trust to like actually understand what the Bible's teaching.
Mm.
I found some stuff where he's doing like religion stuff, but it's always with an atheist or it's with like some very spiritual like guru type person. It's not with like an actual like, I actually study the Bible and I know Greek and Hebrew and let's do this.
Yeah.
Like I would watch.
I don't think you'll find that.
Like I would watch Jordan Peterson and Chad Bird. That would be a good one.
That'd be dope.
That would be dope.
That'd be.
He seems like he has a pretty good handle on that stuff, but it's just like he's there's something he's missing components. Like he's missing.
Yeah.
It's like he's thinking about it. Well, I don't know that you can think about something too intellectually, but I think
he's
like
applying it too much towards his psychology background. Like
he's looking at it completely psychologically.
Necessarily completely psychological. Like there are psychological facets happening. But geez, like, that'd be like if a military general read the Bible and he's like, I think that, like, you know, in the military, and then they start making a bunch of military metaphors and then tie it into the stories, which people do that. In sports, you see!
I did get some good stuff from that one, though.
Yeah, it was good.
You
want to find the crap hole of the internet that I found this week? I found a subreddit.
Not really.
It made me sad.
I don't really. I mean, I actually use Reddit a lot more than I used to, but... This is, I feel like what you're about to tell me is the reason that I traditionally have avoided Reddit.
Yep. It is. I think there's a subreddit called, I don't know what the actual name of it is called. It's the Red Pill Theory thingy. Red Pill usually means the Matrix reference, which is like, you get truthed. You get woke, right?
Stay woke. Fam.
So like that, unfortunately, they hijacked that phrase, this group of people. And it is like, you know what a pickup artist is?
Nope.
A pickup artist used to be a thing, specifically in, like, 2000s and 90s, where they would even do, like, classes and conventions for men.
Oh, how to pick up the chicks?
How to pick up a chick.
Yeah, dude, I've seen this.
Like, and so Red Pill Theory, I feel like, isn't just an extension of that, just now with a new name. Unfortunately, I'm sure that if anybody actually is all about this whole thing, they're going to disagree. It's like, everybody in there uses really, really intense language that... It really reveals to me that there's some underlying problem and anger against, like, women. And it was really sad. Like, the word slut was used all the time with these generality statements.
So it's Red Pill. It's like Reddit/r/Red Pill?
Red Pill
or something
theory,
like
maybe.
That.
I don't know
But
what
it's
it is.
Specifically about picking up women?
It's about, like... And part of it, I kind of, like, understand the underlying thing. But it's about how society has kind of, like, feminized men. And so, like, manly men... are no longer a thing, but it's different. It's a different approach than, like, Art of Manliness. Like, that website is all about, like, mustaches are cool.
Right, I got you.
And this is, like, you know what girls really want? They really want to, you know, like, they really want a tough man who says no and can, like, not do whatever they say and, and like be rough with them or whatever. And you're like, it was like, there was some really crappy, there was just some really crappy
Reddit
sexual
thread
abuse
full
stuff.
Of toxic masculinity.
Oh my gosh. And it was like, part of it was cool because it was like, you need to, I mean, get some self-esteem and go work out or whatever, and you'll feel better about yourself when you're trying to date people. And the other part was cool is like, hey, you don't own women, so like if they decide to dump you for another dude, don't be hurt about that. Those are good advices, but unfortunately everything...
Many good advices.
There's all these like underlying tones about like anti...
No, I got you.
They're all like, it's... They have all these acronyms that are terrible, like marriage market value, MMV, SMV, sexual market value, and then this other...
They're trying to commoditize women, basically.
Yes, it was crappy.
That's, yeah, that's actually super disturbing. What,
all women are like this, so AWAT... Wait.
I got you.
Whatever. They have all these
acronyms.
We
can do it. We'll do the math.
AWALT. All women are like this. So they make these generalizing statements, and then they attach AWALT at the end. Like, women just want you for your money. All women are like this. And you're like, what are you talking about? It was so shady. It's so crappy. And I read it, and I read everything there is about it. I watched like 15 YouTube videos, and now, of course, my home feed is filled with red pill.
Yeah, you got to go incognito mode when you go on those adventures, Tate. Always incognito mode when you go on those adventures.
Like, let's look
or delete the his video history after you watch one that's particularly disturbing.
Like, let's see.
Oh, God, no. I don't want to watch.
This particular, the Red Pill
Invisible
interview,
Men?
I have no idea what that is, but it's from a YouTube channel called Red Pill Interviews. And the interviews are kind of weird. I don't know. It sucked. I felt depressed afterwards.
I mean, there's a lot of ideologies out there, man. And a lot of them are pretty uncompassionate and uncaring and very self-centered and very self-deceived.
Now, you know. I mean, I could be, like, doing a really terrible job at describing this thing, so maybe I'm...
Yeah, I mean, you got one snapshot of it. But, I mean, I guess I can... I try to put my shoes in the feet... put my shoes in the feet of people, Tate.
I try to put my shoes in the mouths and feet of others,
the children.
Of the children.
Yep, that's what I do. So, I mean, I can understand where some of the frustration comes from. I mean, I haven't been single in many moons. But I definitely, like... I can understand maybe some of the frustration... But the funny thing is like, you can have some guys that are like, women, you know what the problem is? Women don't like a real man's man who's tough and tumble and tells them, no, I'll manage the finances, woman. You stay in the kitchen. And then, like, and that's the reason I can't get a wife, because women these days. But then you could have the exact opposite dude being like, you know what's wrong with women these days? They don't like sensitive men who, like, want to talk about their feelings and, like, be subservient to their wives. Like, they don't want that. Like, it's just, ultimately, like, stuff like that is just people, like, making excuses and, like, for why they don't have the thing they want to have that is something other than it's their fault, or they just need to, like, accept and move on, like...
Yeah,
that's how those things always land on me. Like, all of those type of subreddits or threads or video series or, like, cultural movements always kind of, like, fall on deaf ears with me. Because I'm like, look, yeah, man, we all got problems. Like, every one of us that's ever existed that has a penis, like, has had the moment where, like, you get dumped unfairly, or you got a chick who cheats on you, or, like, you can't seem to find a date, and, like, you feel super worthless and unconfident, and you got to, like, dig your way out of that. And maybe you got some good friends to help you. Maybe you don't. Maybe you, like, I don't know. Maybe it's just maturity and time. But, like, don't just, like, make a whole generalization about the whole thing and be like, I'll tell you what the problem is. Women don't, da-da-da. Like,
and then come up with this big rule book of,
yeah, it's, like, you just, like, overstructuralize the whole thing into this, like, bizarre, like, cult.
It definitely felt like a cult.
It's just, like, super weird. Because then you've got a bunch of people who are just feeding into their own echo chamber trying to, like, convince themselves that this is true so they can feel better about themselves. Rather than just be, like, laissez-faire about the whole thing and be like, you know what, it didn't work out with that girl or these five girls, but you know what, I'm going to date again. Or I'm just going to be single for a minute. It's funny, that's actually when I met my wife. I finally, like, had it, dude. I had so many bad, like, super toxic, awful, like, psychologically shattering, emotionally damaging relationships. And finally, I was like, you know what? I'm done with this whole thing for a while. I'm going to freaking play games on my computer and hang out with my bros. And, like, that's it. And I'm not even going to talk to women. Just for a while, because I'm burned out on the whole thing. And I literally met my wife, like, that week.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, because I didn't care anymore. I stopped trying so hard, and it just happened. But, you know, this isn't a dating show. We could talk, we could have a dating episode or like a how we met our spouse episode. We could have a relationships episode.
That'd be I can only offer terrible advice.
Well, that's all we do. That's all we do, Tate. That's what the people come here for. Anyway, we got to cut the episode a little bit short because I got to get it back to the old work desk here at the Long John...
Popeyes.
I fizzled, man.
The Long John
I was trying to go for a sub, like Long John Quiznos.
The Long John Nose.
What's another? Long John Mike's. Like Jersey Mike's?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you are enjoying the show. If you are, share it. Pass it along. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes. That helps out a bunch.
Yeah, I mean, for every star that we get, an angel gets its wings.
Sniper.
Wait. Different. Oh, sniper. Oh, stop.
Can't stop.